Praise the Lord, Church of Pentecost. We're so glad you're with us in this resurrection day. We're going to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In our reading, Matthew 28, verse 1 through 8, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. And fear of him the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you in Galilee. And there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. I want to speak to you today. Let's celebrate the resurrection today. Amen. Paul also talked in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. He said, That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Now, you may wonder today, why should Paul pray this type of prayer? He prayed a prayer. He said, That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Why would Paul pray this type of prayer? It's because, folks, Paul discovered that the knowledge of God guaranteed his victory in life. Amen? I'm sure you know that life is full of battles. We know that. We live it every day. Life always has battles and trials. But you may not know that the amount of victory you have in your life is determined by how well you know Jesus Christ. Amen? Your victory in life is not a matter of your choices. Amen? But what your entire life depends solely upon. That's what your victory in life is. What in your life does things depend on? A lack of knowledge of God is disastrous. Scripture tells us that it can lead to destruction in our lives. Amen? In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, the Bible says, that thou shalt not be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Jesus Christ went, folks, he went to the cross of Calvary. Why? To secure our victory. I asked you, what victories does Christ want to secure in our lives? He wants to give us victory over sickness. He wants to give us victory over diseases. He wants to give us victory over premature death. In Exodus 23, 25 through 26, And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. In Matthew chapter 15, 22-31, And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him. Listen to that. Saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole that very hour. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, went up into the mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. They glorified the God of Israel. God wants to give us victories in our lives. Amen. And these are just some of the victories, the healings. But he also wants to give us victory over storms in our lives. Are we going through storms in this day and age? Amen. We're going through those things, but God wants to give you victory, I'm telling you today. In Matthew 8:23-27, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, inasmuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Amen. It seems sometimes like, where is God in our problems? And the disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Jesus, folks, in the midst of the storm, amen, in this raging storm, he rebuked that raging storm. And the Bible says there was great calm, amen. Hallelujah. I decree today, amen, that he wants to rebuke the storms in your life, amen. He wants to bless you. I decree peace today into every area of your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory. He wants to give us victory in the place of prayer. Amen. Sometimes we just feel like we're just praying and it seems like it's just falling on our deaf ears. But I'm telling you, God wants to give you victory in your prayer. In Jeremiah 1:9-10, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. You see, the power has been given to us through our mouth to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to build, to plant. Amen, folks. It is important that we be careful in what we speak. Amen. Because, amen, what we speak is very powerful. Amen. We need to allow the Lord to give us these things to speak into our mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. He spoke the world into existence. Amen. It is powerful what can be spoken. We need, folks, to understand he wants to bless us in the power of prayer. Folks, let's use this effectively in our lives. Amen. There's victory over curses. He wants to give us victory over failure. Victory over shame. Amen. And out of these three, curses is the deadliest. One of the signs of a cursed person is the failure will be a regular occurrence in their life. And then when you have failure in your life, and then there comes shame, it is inevitable that it will come. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ became a curse for us. And he did this by dying on the cross of Calvary. The Bible says, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. He became that curse for you and for me today. Amen. And he did this, amen, that we can have victory again. Hallelujah. He wants us to have victory, to rise with him. Praise the Lord. Before someone can rise, we must fall. Praise the Lord. In Matthew 27, you see that Jesus Christ died and was buried accordingly. In other words, folks, evidence that he fell. The enemy thought they'd finished him. But he rose from the grave. Praise the Lord. He is the resurrection and life. You can't, folks, you can't look for the living among the dead. In every area of your life where the devil tried to tell you that you're finished, amen, you will rise up. The devil wants to tell us every day that you're a failure at this, you're a failure at that. In every area of your life where the devil tells that you are finished, amen, you will rise up. How? In the name of Jesus Christ. victory. He wants to give us victory in our lives. Praise the Lord. Victory to live and to not die. Praise the Lord. Since Jesus Christ rose from the dead, He never died again. In Job 19:25, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." Praise the Lord. In Revelations 1:18, "I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys to hell and to death." He lives forever. He lives forevermore, praise the Lord. He died in our place, amen, so that we can live and not die, praise the Lord. He gave His life in exchange for our life, praise the Lord, so that we can fulfill our destinies. Praise the Lord. Amen. We don't have to look at a hopeless life. There's nothing beyond this. Why should I go on living? Why do I want to tolerate all this trouble and pain and sorrow every day? Amen. He gave His life in exchange for our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. That we can live forever. We have a hope in Him so that He can fulfill our destinies, folks. We can do it because of Him. Hallelujah, folks. Don't let this His death on the cross be in vain over your life. Believe Him today and begin to live the victorious life that He secured for you and for me. You know what? I want to live every day and celebrate. Amen. I want to celebrate every day of His resurrection. Praise the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus Christ, in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, amen. Then which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be ever with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Why should we celebrate, folks? Amen. Because it is Resurrection Day. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Hope is alive. Why? Because Jesus has risen. Amen. And hope is the reason that we celebrate. Not just today, but every day. Because we know that because Jesus lives, amen, we can live also. Praise the Lord. His life, His ministry, His death, His burial, His resurrection. What do they do? They provide hope for today as well as for eternity. But even as we celebrate, our hearts are heavy with the realization that much is wrong with our world. All that is wrong in the world today, things like COVID-19 and all that is going on today. Also, folks, unrelented hatred seems to rule in the hearts and lives of so many people. And if you listen to the news, you will quickly realize that the vital element missing from the picture in the world today is hope. Amen. You see, our world is plagued with things. We have COVID-19, we have terror, we have war, the threats of war are everywhere, bombs even explode in buses and cars and in hotels, and everywhere you can find a lot of people, that's where they want to blow up. You see, our own country is searching for biological weapons and suitcases of nuclear devices, and people are afraid to get on airplanes because it might be hijacked and are suicide bombers. The young people in this generation are reflecting a need in their lives for some kind of hope. Why? Because suicide, especially among our youth, is rampant. Why? Because they feel they have nothing to live for. Many of them were raised with no hope. God was removed from schools. Creation, if it was taught to them, it was taught as a myth. They are taught that there is no God, or they were told that God is dead. Hope became an illusion. But there's a new day. Amen. Jesus is alive. You see, it's time to reverse in this message here today. Because our God is alive. He is very much alive today. When the body of Jesus Christ died on the cross, the Spirit of God within Him continued to live. I want you to understand, hope is very much present today in this world. Life is worth living. There is meaning to life. Hallelujah. God's Word is just as real, it is just as true today as it was when the resurrection was first recorded. The Word of God is alive. Jesus is alive. In John 6, verse 63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Hope is alive as well. In John 10, verse 10, I am come that ye might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Life is available to us. There is a reason to live today. Amen. Because He lives, we live also. Praise the Lord. Hope is the fiber for our existence. And without it, there is no reason to live. Hope is alive because Jesus rose from the dead. Folks, if He did it, so can we. He is often referred to as the first fruit. There really is life after death. When Jesus died on the cross, hope went with Him. His closest disciples were dejected and without hope for a real future. Jesus to them had become everything. Many had given up their careers and they followed Him. They all scattered and they all fled when He was arrested. And Jesus had told them, but it didn't sink in. Amen? Their hope was in Jesus. They believed He was the Messiah. They expected Him to conquer the Romans. They expected Him to become great politically. Their hope was in the right place, but their understanding was incorrect. Jesus came to give His life as a sacrifice. It was His blood that would bring the forgiveness of sins. It would pave the way for their eternal happiness. Now Jesus tried to explain this to them, but they didn't understand until later. See, Jesus could not be kept down very long. Only 3 days in the tomb. Jesus had said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. You see, the Old Testament story of Jonah was the prophecy of the time of the belly of in the belly of the earth. And the power of the resurrection was a mystery to the guards who watched that tomb that night. They did not know what happened, but they knew it was not a man that had taken the body. They told the chief priest what had happened, and they were bribed to say that the disciples had stolen the body while they slept. You see, Jesus did not keep His resurrection a secret. He appeared to Mary, who was crying. He appeared to the other woman. He appeared to 2 disciples. He appeared to the 10 disciples and Thomas. He appeared to Peter. He appeared to them at the Sea of Galilee. He appeared to the 11 disciples. He appeared to the 500. And for 40 days, folks, He spent time with them. The resurrection hope. Even when everything seems hopeless, nothing could shake the faith of those people. They knew that Jesus was alive, regardless of what they heard at the anti-God rally. And that's what gave them hope, because they knew the truth. It is true, folks, that empty things can sometimes be a bummer or be the pits. From empty cereal boxes to empty milk jugs. From empty gas tanks to empty refrigerators. From empty wallets to empty checkbooks. From empty nests to empty chairs at the dining room table. From empty promises to empty threats. From empty hearts to empty lives. But there is one empty that is not a bummer. And that is the empty tomb on Easter morning. Amen? That empty tomb filled Mary Magdalene's heart with an incredible sense of joy. It filled her with comfort. It filled her with hope. Amen. It changed her life forever. Amen. Folks, Jesus is as much alive today as he was on that first Easter morning. Praise the Lord. The comfort and the hope that you receive this morning from the Word of God is just as real as the comfort and hope that Mary received. Mary returned to those disciples. When she went there, she was a different person. Hallelujah. Someone whose world has changed, amen, for the better. Amen. As you hear this message this morning, folks, I pray you carry with you that same hope that Mary felt. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen today. Hallelujah. So what does this mean for you? What does it mean for us today in the year 2020? He is alive. Amen. He is alive. Then, folks, we have hope. Praise the Lord. The fact that He rose from the dead means that there is life after death. Amen. We can have a part in this resurrection by being born again of the water and the Spirit, as Jesus told Nicodemus. Amen. The joy of the disciples felt, amen, can be experienced today just like it did in that day. How do we get this hope in our lives? We have to obey the Word of God. In Psalms 119, 105, the Word is a lamp unto my light, unto my feet, and a light unto my path. We have to obey. Amen? We have to obey. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let the Spirit of God do a work in your life today. Amen? Folks, we live to celebrate. Let's celebrate the resurrection today. And let's believe that there is hope. Amen? We're going to have a different outlook on life. We're going to have look at things differently from today on. Amen? God is our hope. And let's pray today that we celebrate the resurrection. God bless you. Amen? If you don't know Jesus Christ, get a hold of Him today. Amen?